Jennifer, this is Carrie Matheson and Peter Quinn. They were there with Sandy when it happened.
Very sorry for your loss.
Told me it would be safe there. Not to worry.
What a fucked up situation. They have three kids, one of them still in elementary school.
Should she told them?
Didn't have to. There are videos of him being stomped to death all over YouTube.
If somebody needs me, I'm gonna go get a drink.
Fine. Get some sleep. We'll reconvene tomorrow morning. My office. Everything okay there?
Give him some time. He was right in the middle of it.
Yeah? So were you. Tomorrow, my office, 9 o'clock.
It's so late. I didn't want to disturb anyone.
I knew you were coming back.
It was all really sudden. I could stay in a hotel.
Hotel? What are you talking about? Do you want to hold her?
Oh. I heard her crying.
She does that sometimes.
It's all perfectly normal. Oh, my God, she has so much hair now.
Come inside.
Get back.
My pool you're polluting.
Your pool?
Mm-hmm. You don't remember me, do you?
Sure.
No, you don't. I'm the manager. Remember we met when you paid me 6 months in advance? I mean, normally I have to chase people just to get the last month. And you really can't have glass bottles out here. If it breaks, you gotta drain the whole pool. God, you are so drunk.
My life wasn't bad enough already. You had to make it worse.
I had to show people what the Americans did.
I'm going to be blamed for the CIA chief's death. I'm going to be blamed for the riots.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. It's because it was my video and it's my face on it. Also, people are watching me now. No one is watching you.
Who said that?
I was a teaching fellow.
You don't know that. Yeah, I do. I had him for physiology. So did you. See? You're safe.
You need to calm down. Don't tell me that, okay? No idea how this country really works. No one is safe.
Ayan! You're Ayan Ibrahim. Ayan, those were your relatives that were killed in the wedding party the Americans bombed. Isn't that so?
Yes, yes.
And the CIA chief who ordered that bombing is now dead. Does that feel like justice? It doesn't. Ayan, people want to know what you think.
The Americans, they're murderers, okay? But what we did to that man, how is that any different?
They say it stopped the drone strikes. Is that not a good thing?
Mom's family has just been killed. Please just leave me alone.
Ayan.
You don't have to, you don't need to.
Want to get some breakfast? Yeah.
Good morning.
Take her.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Take her.
No, really, I can't. I gotta go.
Keep your head up. Carrie, just keep her head up. Got it?
So, this mean that you're back?
Just for a couple of days.
Couple?
I wasn't planning to be here at all.
So what about Franny?
I think she's done.
You know that's not what I meant. It can't come as a surprise to you that Dad isn't pitching in as much as he said he would.
Well, what about the nanny?
She's great when she's here. But, we really need to talk.
I know. I know, but I'm already late.
Seriously, we have a lot to talk about. Tonight?
Okay. Tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
The Americans, they're murderers, okay? But what we did to that man, how is that any different?
They say it stopped the drone strikes. Is that not a good thing?
Sorry, I'm late.
Quinn's not even in the building yet. A few months overseas and you're both on third world time. You see this?
No.
Kid who shot the wedding video. Turns out he's a nephew of Haysam Haqqani.
Where'd they find him?
Some medical school in Islamabad. He's a student there. And he's not a foaming-at-the-mouth jihadist. He's reasonable. Can you believe it?
Sir, this mess in Islamabad, it's not just going away.
Oh, you think?
We need a new chief there. I'd like it to be me.
You would?
Kabul is fine. My deputy can run that station, but we've got one of our own dead in Islamabad, and I need to find out what happened.
You dropped a bomb on a goddamn wedding is what happened. I'm under attack here. You get that, right? The State Department never liked what we're doing in the border region. They're using this to try and shut us down. We've got a hearing coming up in the Senate Intelligence Committee. I need you here, convincing the committee that what the State Department wants is bad for America, and that a fuck-up of this magnitude could never, ever happen again. You think you could do that?
Sure.
Good.
Well, and then what?
What do you mean?
Well, how long am I back for?
How long? Permanently.
And just so we're clear, the word is accountability. You're being recalled.
Look at it this way. You'll get to spend time with your kid.
They're called diphthongs. One of the major food groups where I grew up kind of got addicted. I know you're all shocked. You don't say much, do you?
I'd rather listen to you.
You got some charm working there. I'm sure not the first to say that. Last night, you were moaning. Not during, but after, while you were sleeping.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Honestly, it's been kind of a rough week. It's been a very rough week.
Do you want to tell me about it?
I do. But I can't.
Yeah, like shampoo.
Well, if you change your mind, you will find that I am a very good listener. You need anything?
You got those scales as one of my boys.
Something funny?
Oh, nothing.
No, it's okay. I speak dumbass. What is it?
What? Suddenly nothing? Nothing's amusing?
Peter, forget it. It's okay. Believe me, I hear it all the time. Come on. Please.
Well, since you asked, what I said was when she gets on a scale, it says one at a time, please. You're an asshole. Douche.
Do you want to? Oh, no, thanks. I'll learn from the pro. Yeah. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm on my way. Sorry. They're letting me go.
No charges?
I'm fine. Plus, you'll have to deal with that guy you put in the hospital. I guess he's all cut up. They're pretty pissed, the cops were. I had to play the PTSD card. So what happened?
Nothing, I was stupid.
Are you okay?
I thought I was until I found myself beating the shit out of some idiot for no reason. Almost no reason. And now I just want to get out of here!
You missed the meeting with Lockhart this morning.
Oh, fuck.
Don't worry. He had other things on his mind. He's making me stay here.
For the hearing?
Permanently. He called it accountability.
Meaning for someone besides him.
This thing was fucked from the start, and the one person who can actually say why is being buried tomorrow. I should be in Islamabad figuring out how this happened, not holding Lockhart's hand at some Senate hearing.
I don't know. Maybe it's good to get out of there for a while.
Yeah, it's working wonders for you. You know, there was that case officer you told me about, the one who was fired in Islamabad about the same time you got there. You can check into him.
Jordan Harris. When he wasn't fired, they shipped him home and stuck him in archives.
Pretty much the same thing.
Quinn! You're released.
Well, what do you say? You want to come along? Pay Harris a visit?
Not really.
Why, you got more brawling to do?
Maybe. Who knows?
Well, if you do, feel free to call me again. Honestly, it's going to brighten my day.
Walaikum salam. बहुत दुख हुआ हमें आपके खानदान के बारे में सुनकर.
हमने सुना है कि तुम असामा खाने की बेटी जी हो.
उमर,
क्या ये सच है? जवाब तो मुझे, क्या ये सच है?
बाबा,
क्या ये लोग तुम्हारे अंकों की ताकुब में है? ये मेरा और मेरी बेटी का हक है कि हमें सच पता चले.
हाँ, वो मेरे अंकल के पीछे है. खुदा उनको जन्नत नसीब करे. Rahim ruined my life by putting that video online.
Well, that's not ruined.
Yeah, it is. What's left of it anyway? Some people look at me now. They're watching me.
Yeah, you imagine it.
They do. Ever since that reporter put me on TV. Listen, I need a favor. I need to put this someplace safe for a while.
Yeah, what is it?
Just personal things that I don't want taken. I'll pick it up soon, not more than 10 days.
When will I see you?
Tomorrow, school.
No. I mean, see you.
Everything is just really complicated right now. And I just...
Kira! Andhra!
Chalo, huh? आपसे मिलके बहुत मेहरबानी हुई.
हाँ,
खुदा हाफिज.
मिस्टर हैरिस.
या
कैरी मैथसन. आई गेस यू डिडंट गेट माय मैसेज.
आई गेस यू डिडंट गेट माइन.
I just need a couple minutes of your time. I have a few questions about Islamabad.
I don't know anything about it.
You are a case officer there.
What I mean is, I don't want to talk about it with you or anyone else.
Look, Mr. Harris, 2 days ago, Sandy Bachman was killed in the streets.
Yeah, I heard.
I want to know how it happened.
You were there, right?
Yes.
So why are you asking me?
Look, I've already found out certain things about him that he kept to himself, that whatever he was doing, whoever he was talking to on the outside, no one in the station knew. He left everyone in the dark.
Okay.
So what was going on? You were a case officer there.
Yeah. And now I fill freedom of information requests from conspiracy nuts in Ohio. Are we done?
Listen, anything...
Will you listen? Do I want to speak with you? Was it somehow unclear? What did I say? What did I say?
Where have you been?
Sorry.
Got a panicked phone call from the nanny at 5:30. She'd leave to pick up her own kids. You were nowhere to be found.
I didn't know.
You didn't ask. You said you'd be back here after your meeting with Lockhart. We were all counting on you. For the record, I had two patients I needed to cancel.
I said, I'm sorry.
They're in my own career. I have patients who rely on me. And my kids. My husband.
I know.
Who I barely talk to, by the way. This is not what we agreed. You were going to take her with you to Istanbul. We were back up. Fine. And all of a sudden you're off to a war zone, so she can't come with you. And I'm just saying that...
What?
You bring a life into this world, you take responsibility. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. And I'm here now permanently, okay? Lockhart just told me. So this is it. This is a big talk that we have to have. We don't have to. You don't have to worry about her anymore.
That's not fair.
I can have her all day tomorrow. There's nothing going on, so... Look, it's 5 a.m. my time. I've really got to get some sleep.
When you're back, please, girls. Come on, let's move it in the kitchen. Let's go, girls.
Oh, come on,
you should move it. I know, it's late. Let's go. Get your lunches.
Yay.
Here's one.
Where's my lunch?
Oh, in the fridge.
In the fridge, sweetie. All right, there's your lunch. Let's go. Say goodbye to Franny, please.
Bye.
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 Amy, okay?
Yeah, of course.
You can call me if you need it.
It'll be fine.
where your dad lived when I first met him. And that house right there.
On that lawn. Oh. He would have been a terrible father.
You think I'm a terrible mom? I am, but
he would have been even worse. He was happy to hear that you were on the way, though. He was. I think it was the last thing he was happy about. And I tried to hold on to that and feel it, too. Happy that you're here. With his being gone, I can't remember why I had you. I loved him so much. When I close my eyes, I still see him there.
She didn't call you when she landed?
She hasn't called me since she went overseas. What can I say? They grow up, they fly away.
Well, I hear Lockhart's bringing her back.
For the hearings?
Not just. She's being recalled.
You know why he's doing it, right?
Everyone knows the guy's transparent.
Seriously. Some total of his thinking on intelligence policy is what's good for Andrew Lockhart.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that, my friend, may be good for you. Even before Islamabad, there was some concern about his abilities.
Like what?
This and that. I heard rumblings.
From whom? Crocker.
It doesn't matter. The point is, with this latest fiasco, there's blood in the water. He's vulnerable. It's not just the dead station chief. It's the drone strikes in the border region. His entire program is under review. Secretary of State could be your friend in this. If you want Sturge to come back.
So was Crocker.
Well, what do you think?
There's a question no one asks me anymore.
So?
Officially, very happy in the private sector.
Mr. Harris, I just need a second.
I told you to stay away from me.
Not until we talk about Islamabad.
But you really are batshit crazy, you know that? Just like they say. Is that your kid? You brought your kid here? Very nice. Very professional.
Why were you recalled from Islamabad?
You want to get out now or you want to drive off with me and leave the baby here?
Please, I just want to talk.
Fine. Get the fuck out!
What, you think you know me? Well, I know you too.
You don't know shit.
I know your performance was exemplary before you were sidelined. I know you were doing everything right. And since I'm guessing you didn't suddenly start running guns to the Taliban, I think what happened is that you were silenced. You were thrown in the basement. Am I right?
Why are you doing this?
I need to know. I'm going back now.
I heard you're staying here.
I can't stay here. I can't. So I need to know what was going on there. You tell me, and I'll do everything I can to get you back in the field. We're on the same side, you and I. The same guy who fired you nearly got me killed.
No, Sandy didn't throw me out. It was Lockhart. I flew all the way back here from Islamabad to report an intelligence leak. Next thing I know, I'm finished. Literally in a fucking basement.
Tell me about the leak.
Nothing, really.
I know what you mean. It's not exactly nonstop excitement, believe me, I know. But it's important.
It's really, actually important.
So, she's fed?
Yeah.
Changed?
Yeah.
Bath?
Done.
Still got the beard. Quinn told me you shaved it off.
Turned out to be one change too many. Didn't last.
Good. Did you know?
Not that well. It's my company's idea I show up here. I pretty much insisted.
Well, I'm glad I did. You might have something to talk about.
Harvey's bringing me back.
We'll see. Send me a seat now.
You know General Scott?
Yes, hi. Good to see you again.
We were worried about you. I hear you were right there with an app.
Two of us were, yeah. Excuse me, but may I borrow him a second?
Yeah. Sure. Can't wait?
No.
A colleague of yours is about to be interred.
Yeah, well, I found out some interesting facts about that. Your man in Islamabad, he had a rep of not exactly being a team player.
Him? You, half the people here. The whole agency's full of prima donnas.
Yeah, well, he had a particular reason. Sandy had a dark asset providing targeting information on terrorists in the border region.
Until the wedding party, it was good information. It was genius information, in fact, on people we'd been unable to locate for years.
Now suddenly they were in our sights, and we were taken out one after the next.
It was getting him a lot of praise.
So?
It was getting you a lot of praise, too. Which is why you didn't want to hear how your golden boy was doing it. But he was out there trading top secret information to God knows who in exchange for a few successful drone strikes.
I know who you've been talking to. Harris.
Right. Harris flew all the way back from Islamabad to tell you in person what was happening. You knew what was going on there. That makes you complicit.
In what?
It's called treason. There are laws against it, and they apply to everyone, even the director of the CIA.
Get a grip. I'm not complicit in anything. We're talking about a judgment call.
A judgment call that got a wedding blown up, a station chief killed. Those hearings that you're worried about, they are not going to go better in light of these facts.
What do you want?
What I said before, I want Islamabad.
It's impossible. I already told the president you're coming back to Langley.
You need to listen to me. I am not staying here.
Pakistan, why do you even want to go back to that shit?
Yes or no?
It's not even a real country. It's a fucking acronym.
Posting.
Not here?
He changed his mind. I'm going back to Islamabad. As station chief.
He doesn't seem too happy about it.
Is that obvious?
It's a funeral. People get upset.
Your company provides security, right?
Total Security Solutions. I believe that's on the card.
We had a meltdown over there. A dysfunctional station plus a security team unwilling to do their job. I'm going to need you to send some guys over to make sure it doesn't happen again.
All rise, please. Because God has...
You sure this is what you want?
Yeah. Definitely.
We are dust.
Okay, then.
We shall return.
Anything you need.
The Lord Jesus will change our mortal bodies to be like his in glory, for he is risen, the firstborn of the dead.
It could have been us.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah. Me too.
I didn't see you here.
What? Another call for a lockup?
At this point, nothing surprises me. That name you gave me panned out. In a big way. Sandy was running an asset that he kept secret. That's where the targeting information came from.
Which we knew more or less.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Looks like it was a two-way street. He was trading information back and forth, and whoever he was doing that with has obviously turned against us. We need to find out who that is and the extent of the damage. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Lockhart just gave me Islamabad. We need to get back there and get on it.
I'm not going back.
What do you mean? Of course you are.
No, I'm not. Not for a while, at least.
But I need you now.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Look, I know you were upset by what happened out in the street. It wasn't obvious. So was I. Maybe it didn't seem like it at the time.
Gary.
I was. You don't know what I just went through with Lockhart to sort this out. How can you do this to me?
Gary, here's the thing. It's not about you.
You lasted what? One day with her? A half a day?
I told you.
You told me Lockhart was keeping you here.
It changed.
You're her mother. Which is not a choice that she made. It's a choice that you made.
You don't think that I know that?
I swear to God, I don't know what you know or don't know or what you're thinking or anything.
I know it's not fair to you.
To me?
But her?
See, that is where you're wrong.
She's better off with you.
No one is perfect at this, Carrie. Perfect mom is not the standard. You show up. That's what you do. Look, she's little right now. Anyone with a bottle can make her happy. But in a few months, she's going to need her mother to be there for her.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I told you, they're sending me back. I don't have a choice.
I don't believe you. I know you. I know you manipulated this somehow. And I know now what these war zone postings are all about. Making sure there is no place for your daughter there.
That's not true.
We both know it is. When are you leaving? A diagnosis for what's wrong with you. You need to say goodbye to her before you leave. At least have that much courage.
अब नहीं मुंह बंद रखो।
खुदा के लिए रुक जाओ, मेरे पास इसके सिवाय कुछ भी नहीं है।
आज के बाद ना तो कोई इंटरव्यू होगा, ना ही कोई वीडियो।
Back there, Miss Matheson?
I'm fine. I'm fine.